Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the campus grounds of Gillespie Park Elementary School. We invite you to worship, praise, fellowship, and learn of the mighty works and teachings of Christ according to the Bible that's catered to children, teens, and adults. This year's mission statement focuses on determined obedience, where we do just that and do the work as believers in Jesus Christ, creatively, accordingly, with fun and an abundance of love. We promise you, visiting us is an experience that you will carry with you for life. God bless you. Hope to see you soon.
Come on, let's put our hands together. Amen. Oh, come on. We can do better than that. Come on, let's put our hands together for the Lord. Amen. For the Lord. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Something that He's going to be pleased about. Amen. He's going to be happy. He's going to say, look at my people. Look at LFB. Come on, let's put our hands together for Him. Amen, amen. I was sitting there and I was like, okay, I hope they turn the music off. I just want to hear Him singing. Amen, I just want to hear Him singing. And then I heard Him singing and I was like, wait a minute, is the music playing? Is that just them doing that? Amen. Now, come on, let's put our hands together one more time. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Scripture is Luke 1 and 37. Luke 1 and 37, amen. I know it's not a whole lot. I know it's not a whole lot of scriptures. It's just one scripture. But I believe it's a pretty powerful verse, amen. Pretty powerful verse if you buy into it. Are you ready? It says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, first and foremost, we say thank you. God, thank you for this time, God, and thank you for this moment. God, thank you for who you are and for what you're doing. God, right now, it's preaching time. And Lord, we would ask that your word would be shared in the way that you would have it to be done. So God, open up ears and hearts and minds and let us receive what thus saith the Lord. For God, we need you and can't make it without you. We love you, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Luke 1 and 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Amen. That's a powerful verse all by itself. But if you actually look at the story that's actually going on here in this verse, in this chapter, it's actually a time where God has sent an angel to talk to a Virgin Mary and to say, look, Mary, you might not understand everything that's going on. You might not be able to see it right now, but I need to tell you that God has impregnated you with His Son. Amen. And that He would come and He would be the one that's going to do it all. If you backed up a little bit from verse 37 and went to verse 35, it says, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now here is little Mary and listening to this angel and hearing what's being said, and later, just two verses later, he says here, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Amen. Would you look at your neighbor and say, I got it? Come on. Would you look at your other neighbor and say, I got it? Oh, come on. I need you to say it like you really mean it. Would you look at your neighbor and say, I got it? Okay. Now look at your other neighbor and say, I got it. Okay. So now my question is, what you got? My question is, what you got? Title for today is, I got it. But what you got? What you got? Unfortunately, a lot of times when we talk about what we got, we talk about, I got depression. We talk about, I got lack. I got sickness. I got this. I got that. We always talk about negative stuff and we talk about, I got. But I want you to know that God says, I got it. And when God says, I got it, God doesn't say, I got it, and then talk negatively. When God says, I got it, he's talking about, I got increase. Amen. He says, I got healing. Amen. I got what you need. Amen. I got it all. So many times we go through life and we have all of these issues and all of this stuff. But if you could just go ahead and get in your mind, I got it. Come on, can you really say that again? I got it. And now here, when we talk about what we can and what we can't do, a lot of things, I used to play a whole bunch of sports, and even going into the gym and working out with James, oh man, I got it, ain't no problem, that weight on there, I got it, I can do that. And we try to do things and we can say, you know, by my own strength, this is what I'm able to do. But if you was actually to buy into the fact that as a human, you really can't do nothing. There's nothing that you can really do. If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't even have the mind to understand who he is to be able to accept him. If it wasn't for God allowing you to go through what you've gone through so that he could reveal himself to you, you wouldn't be nothing. Not near one of us sitting here today has created ourselves. So many times we'll get into a situation and think that it's by our own power or by our own might. But here the angel of the Lord comes to Mary and says, Mary, if you're with God, nothing shall be impossible. And so now when I say, I got it, come on, say that again. I got it. Now my I got it ought to be, I got Jesus. That should be the only thing you got to worry ever having. I got Jesus. So now if I got him and he tells me that nothing shall be impossible without him, then now I understand that when I say I got it, I got everything. There's nothing that I don't have. There's nothing that I will go lack with. There's no situation nor circumstance that would ever come my way to get me thrown off, because now I got it. Because now I got it. We go through and we say, oh, but what is it that I really got? It's very easy. Start talking to somebody. They'll start to tell you their problems. Ever notice that? Ever start talking to somebody, and when you start to talk about them, they'll start talking about what they don't have instead of what they do have. But as a believer, Scripture says that we have to change the way we think. We have to change our mindset. Our minds ought to be more like Christ. Can you show me a scripture where Christ talked about what he didn't have? Anybody think of a scripture where Christ talks about what he doesn't have? And so if I'm supposed to be a Christian and I'm supposed to be Christ-like and he tells me I have to have a renewing of my mind, then I have to think a little bit differently. What I do remember Christ always saying is that, you know what? I got my Father, and my Father got me. Say, I got my Father, and my Father's got me. And so now as a believer, as I sit here going through whatever it is I'm going through, if I was to change my mindset and say, you know what? I got it. I got it. I got it. You know what you're dealing with, right? You know what you're going through, right? You know that area that sort of irritates you, right? You know that area that you feel as though you're lacking something. I'm here to tell you today, you got it. But if you don't believe you got it, then how will it ever happen? I heard during testimony service, Sister Kim was talking about, now, she planted a seed of $75 that ended up being over 100 times. A seed of $75 yielded over $8,000. And not only for the sake of just having it, but immediately after receiving it, a situation came up to be able to use it to bless somebody else. Is somebody catching it? And so now when I can look at my situations and my stuff that's going on, I got it. I hope you're hearing this today. I got it. I got everything that I need. I no longer walk in lack. I no longer walk diseased. I no longer walk with the less of my life. I now walk in the more. And everything that's going on, I got it. God spoke to Mary and spoke an impossible situation. He spoke to her an impossible situation. Scientifically, it is impossible for a virgin to have a child. Scientifically, it is impossible for that to happen. But he spoke to an impossible situation, and he says, in your impossible situation, I got it. And so, no matter what you're going through, because most of us, when we have a situation, we say, you know what? If I had some finances to help me out in my situation would be better. I got some bills going on. If I had finances to take care of my bills, I'd be okay. If I had my car paid off, if I had my house paid off, if I had, and so scientifically, what you're talking about is possible. That if you had this money, that your situation would be taken care of. But here in Scripture, God speaks to an impossible situation and says, Mary, I got it. God has it. But you got to be the one to buy into it. You got to be the one to believe it. You got to be the one to say, without a shadow of a doubt, my faith is on the fact that because I got him and I know who he is, he's got me. He's got me through everything. He got me when I go to the left. He's got me when I go to the right. He got me when I move forward. He got me when I fall back. When I don't feel like standing up, he still got me. Even if I'm laid down on the ground, he's got me. Even if I don't know which way I'm going, you don't believe me? Ask Abraham. He says, I got it. Even when someone says, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I can't talk that way. I can't do it this way. You don't believe me? Ask Moses. He says, I got it. Even when there's going to happen something that's going to happen that ain't never happened before. Even when rain is going to come down from the sky and it's going to come up and flood from the bottom of the earth. He told Noah, Noah, don't worry about it. I got it. He says, everyone, if we go through this Bible and we read it, it's impossible situations. He says, I got it. He says, you know what, 12 disciples, you're going to go through. Yes, you're going to be persecuted. Even some of you are going to be murdered. I already know that I'm going to be betrayed. I already know that I'm going to be stressed. I already know what they're going to do to me, but I ain't worried because my Father, he got it. And so if he got it and he got me, I got it. And so if I got it, I'm not worried about anything that's happening because I got it. If you're here today and you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, let me share a secret with you. You got it. You got it. It's going to be okay. You got it. I don't care what it looked like. You got it. It's all right. If you haven't accepted Jesus, if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, you ain't got it. And so now your circumstance and your situation, you got to deal with it on your own. You're going to have to be the one that's strong enough. You're going to have to be the one that takes impossible and makes it possible. If you don't have the ability to do that, then I encourage you today to get to with the one that does. A very simple verse. For with God, all things shall be possible. He didn't say some things. He didn't say some things once you get a certain age. He didn't say this happened, that happened. See, the Bible talks about a lot of things that are conditional and unconditional. There's a lot of things in the Bible that says, if you do this, then God says he will do that. That's not what this scripture is. This scripture just simply says, for with God, all things are possible. Not that you're not going to go through. Not that it's not going to happen. Not that the enemy's not going to come your way. It says that no weapon formed shall be able to prosper. You know what's important about that scripture? He never said that the weapon wouldn't be formed. He never said that it wouldn't be used against you. But he says here in scripture, but with God, all things are possible. And so even though someone might form a weapon, even though the enemy might have purpose in his life to take you out, he can't do it because you got God. Because you got it. And if you got it, he ain't got you. If you got it, you actually got him. And so if you got him, then there's nothing that the enemy can do against you. There's no area in your life that the enemy will prosper if you got God. Because if you got God, you got victory. And if you got victory, no matter what happens, the enemy can't have victory over you because you got it. I know this might seem so far-fetched, but just catch on to it. I got it. I got it. And if I got it, there's nothing that will ever have me. There's nothing that will ever throw me off. There's nothing that the enemy can ever do to me that's going to take away what I got. Scripture says, when we read the Bible, God says, I have you in the palm of my hand. He doesn't say, you're holding on to me. He says, I'm holding on to you. And so, if I'm holding on to something, no matter how strong I am, eventually, guess what's going to get happened? Come on, everybody grab a hymnal. Everybody grab a hymnal. Everybody grab a hymnal. Everybody got one? If you ain't got a hymnal, grab your Bible. I want everybody to have a book in their hand. Everybody got a book in their hand? Everybody? Now I want you to hold it up high above your head. Okay, let's just keep it there. And we're going to see how long you can hold that above your head. Because I'm here to tell you that you're going to get weak and you're going to eventually have to put that down. But the thing about God is that he never gets weak. He never gets tired. And so, if we hold on to God, just as though you're going to get tired of holding that in the air, you'll get tired of holding on to him. Situations and circumstances start to come your way. It'll start to beat you up, and you'll want to give in, and you'll say, I can't take it no more. I'm tired. I'm eventually going to have to put my arm down. But God, as though you're holding it up in the air, you got to understand who created what you're holding up in the air. And he says, I'll hold on to you. And when I hold on to you, I won't let go. I won't let go because I'm the one that created strength. In other words, I got it. I'll never let you down. I'll never let you go without. He says, I'll supply your every need. He says, I'll take care of you. I got it. Your situation ain't what defines you. I got it. I created you to be who you are. Don't worry about what they say. I see some books going down. Somebody's getting weak. Somebody can't hold it up no more. Don't worry. God's got it. Even if you get tired and you can't hold it no more, don't worry. He's got it. He says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. It won't be impossible for you to be in your situation and still come out victorious. It won't be impossible for you to be in your situation and a doctor to say, ain't nothing else I can do. But God say, don't worry about what he says. I got it. It won't be nothing in your life will be impossible. Those things that seem impossible to man are always possible to God. He says, your relationship might be going through. I see some books going down. He says, your relationship might be going through. God says, don't worry, I got it. I said, look, don't you cheat by resting your arm on that chair. Come on, don't you cheat by resting your arm on that chair. He says, I got it. Don't you worry. It's all mine. See, the wonderful thing about when God says, I got it, that throws us all off, that at least throws me off, is that he's the one that's the creator of all things. You know that arm that you're holding up in the air? He's the one that created it. You know that joint and that muscle that you got? He's the one that's created it. I know man might have put the book together, but God is the one that created the materials to allow the book to, come on, I see arms going down, created, that allowed the book to be put together. It's God. God says, I got it. And when he says he's got it, it's not like me saying I got it. It's not like you saying you got it. When God says I got it, he really got it. That's why the angel was able to talk to Mary and say, Mary, I see that you're troubled. I see that you're going through. Don't worry, Mary, for with God, all things shall be possible. If you look in this same chapter and you go back to a little bit earlier, in chapter 1, an angel came and there was another child that was being born, John the Baptist. And in speaking about John the Baptist, doubt came on. And in speaking about John the Baptist, because of doubt came on, God allowed speech to go away from his father. But when he talked to Mary, the thing that was different about Mary, because John's father didn't think it was possible. But Mary, even though it sounded impossible, believed that it was possible. Can you go ahead and believe that your situation is possible? Can you go ahead and start to put in your mind that God's going to, you know that dream that you have about having your own business? You know that dream that you have about doing your own thing? You know that dream that you have that everybody else looks at you and says, ain't nowhere in the world you're going to be able to make it. You know, and being able to look at your finances and being able to look at what you, that they say, no, you can't make it. I'm here to tell you, God's got it. If you would just blind to the fact that God's got it, you wouldn't have to go through what you're going through. You wouldn't have to deal with what you're dealing with. Because even if I'm in the middle of the water. Anybody know how to swim here? And if you know how to swim, you know there was one time you didn't know how to swim. And so my mama taught me how to swim by throwing me into the deep end of the water. I think it's called Ashton Woods. It was Creek Bend back then. And I got thrown in the deep end of the water. And when I got thrown in the deep end of the water, I didn't think that I could swim. But as she stood there on the side, she said, calm down, you can swim. She said, calm down, you can swim. And because it was who was saying it, there was other people that told me that I could swim, but I didn't believe them. But when my mama told me I could swim, I believed what my mama had to say. And so but since she said it, I believed it. And because I believed it, I didn't drown. I'm still here right now. And God says, don't worry, Mary. It might seem as though this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Would you hear me today? I got it. Look at your neighbor one more time. I got it. Look at your other neighbor. I got it. Now, can you answer the question? What you got? Amen. Come on, let's put our hands together for the Lord. This is a key area in the Bible even today. This is one that theologians go over. This is one that different religions go back and forth with. Because they say, how can a man be born of a virgin? clear scripture right here that God is still confounding those that think that they got it all. I'm here today to let you know you don't know it all. I don't know it all. But what I do know is Jesus. And no matter what your circumstance or your situation is, if you would just lay it to the side and say, I got Jesus. And that's all I need. He's got it. He's going to work out everything else. No matter how it looks to me, no matter how it feels to me, he's got it. Break every chain. Anybody else still holding up their book? Break every chain. He's got it. Break every chain. Break every. It's going to be all right. Break every. Everyone standing in this place that's able. It's personal decision time. Come on.